If Mrs. Bush doesn't feel like baking from scratch, she can always use a cake mix, or she can cheat a little. Canned pumpkin is a common, even traditional, shortcut. Canned cranberry sauce is on many holiday tables. Here's NPR's Linda Wertheimer, a grocer's daughter, on Christmas dinner in a can.
If you read the food section of the glossy magazines, pay attention to Martha Stewart, or have loving memories of Julia Child, you would think this is the era of free range and fresh. But in real life, we're noticing a counter trend toward bottles, boxes, and yes, cans.
I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of by using store products. I love going through supermarkets. I cruise the aisles looking to see what products are there. And it's really quite astounding what is available today that wasn't available even 5 years ago.
Jane Kirby is the food editor of Real Simple magazine and creator of its Fake It feature, a monthly page showing how you can take a couple of cans of this, a dash of that, a teaspoon of something else, and who knew that French onion soup was a delicate marriage of canned beef broth and canned fried onion rings? It's a question of time and effort, says Kirby. Let the supermarket be your assistant chef.
They've done the chopping, they've done the pre-cooking, they've done the skinning or the peeling, or even in some cases the mashing for you. And all you really have to do is go home, put them together, and you have a wonderful dish that tastes and looks like homemade, but doesn't take the same amount of time.
Kirby has a collection of sneaky shortcuts, one of which we'll share later. But when I asked about cans, she was cautious. Canned broth, sure. Canned tomatoes, of course. But not much beyond that. So we turned to Laura Carr.
I learned that Americans use 200,000 cans a day. So somebody's using them. We're just not talking about it.
Carr has written a book called The Can Opener Gourmet. We asked her, could you get Christmas dinner out of a can or two? She could.
As an appetizer, I would do fancy crackers with an olive walnut tapenade. Then you could move on to your soup. I've got a butternut squash and apple soup. And the thing that takes people by surprise is that it's from baby food. You don't have to bake and grind up your squash. It's hard for some people to get past the notion of baby food, and as it was for me. You eat that?
Not in years. But, says Carr, you should think of baby food as something that's been pureed for you, and the only additive is water. We fired up the NPR test kitchen, my house, to check this one, after first stopping by the market for the baby food and a can of this and that.
Okay, we've got 5 jars of butternut squash, 1 jar of sweet potato, we need applesauce.
Roughly 1 jar of baby food per person, plus a can of chicken broth, some onion powder, a whiff of nutmeg. Clearly, you can season it well. We thought the soup a success.
It's good and delicious.
Beautifully decorated with a swirl of sour cream.
Can someone get a photograph of this, please? I mean, come on.
Then again, we took our interns along to taste it, and they'll eat anything that's free.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of good. It certainly is pureed.
Back to Laura Carr, the can opener gourmet, and the main course.
One thing I do is a turkey tetrazzini, which is turkey baked in noodles and mushroom soup and mushrooms and all the things that we like with turkey tetrazzini.
All from cans, including canned turkey. But seriously, how much work is a turkey or a roast or a ham? All you do is put it in the oven, and this is the holidays. Let's move on to side dishes.
Vegetables are an easy one with cans. I've done green beans with butter and garlic. That one's really easy.
Glazed onions. You have a recipe for glazed onions that come out of a can. That sounded like a holiday thing to me.
Yeah, you can get the baby onions in a can, and you don't have to peel those onions and do all the prep work because it's there for you.
What's for dessert?
I'm a big chocolate mousse fan, and it's really easy with, you know, they have that instant pudding now that takes 5 minutes, and all you have to do is blend it with some evaporated milk and some Cool Whip, and you've got a great chocolate mousse.
Cool Whip goes a little too far, I think. Laura Carr has another idea we did decide to try, peach sorbet. Put a can of peaches in syrup in the freezer overnight, dump the frozen peaches in a food processor, and puree them into sorbet.
It makes the best sorbet. And the great thing is it works with just about any kind of fruit. I've done it with mandarin oranges and lime juice, tropical fruits, and you can throw a little rum in there.
Now that is good. Our favorite fast fakery for dessert, however, was not from a can. It's a clever creme brulee from Jane Kirby of Real Simple Magazine. It's in the February issue.
How many eggs go in here? Four eggs?
Four eggs.
You take a quart of supermarket eggnog, beat in four whole eggs, pour into custard cups, and bake in a water bath. Here's what took the longest, breaking the four eggs.
Good. It's eggnoggy. I like it.
For NPR News in Washington, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Directions for the soup, the sorbet, and creme brulee are at npr.org. NPR's national editors include Ellen Weiss, Ron Elving, David Sweeney, Barbara Campbell, Ken Rudin, Steve Drummond, Janet Domowitz, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Kathy Shaw, Michael Fields, Les Cook, Uri Berliner, Bibi Kraus, Kate Concannon, Alyssa Barba, and Libby Lewis. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.